奉主耶稣圣名在这里跟大家分享圣经的道理。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we share on the sermon tonight.
今天晚上呢，要用向主陈明心意，并且要警醒做题目。
Tonight we will direct the prayer to the Lord and look out as the topic tonight.
我们教会的读经进度现在读诗篇。
Right now our Bible reading is go to the Psalm.
所以从7月1号开始，一天读一则，读一篇。今天7月10号应该是读第十篇。
So from July 1st, we read chapter 1, and then today is July 10. It's supposed to read chapter 10 already.
所以看今天是几号，你就读哪一章，很简单。
So it's very simple. Look at which day is today, then you read that chapter.
我们今天晚上想要用这个题目跟大家查考，要用借用诗篇第五篇第三节。我们看诗篇第五篇。
That's turn to Psalm chapter 5.
诗篇第五篇第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
我们从第二节开始。
That read from verse 2.
诗篇五篇二节说：“我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。”第三节：“
Three.
主啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。”这里圣经这个诗篇是大卫的诗。
This is the Psalm of David.
他说呢，他祈求神来听他的话，能够垂听他的呼求。
He want the Lord hear his voice and hear his request.
大卫他是一个很会祷告的人。
David is a man who know how to pray.
第三节他特别说，他在早晨的时候呢，他很确定的神会听他的声音。
In verse 3 says he confirmed that the Lord must hear his voice.
然后所以他早晨每早晨呢，他都向神陈明他的心意，他跟神祷告。
So every morning he laid his request to the Lord.
然后他说，在祷告的同时呢，他就很警醒。
At the prayer, he also wait in expectation.
那这个他的警醒呢，在英文圣经里面，他其实有一个动作，就是他向上望 ，look up， 就是他一直望天呢。
If you read KJV version, it says look up.
就是说他。每天早上跟神祷告的时候呢，他其实就是一直在仰望神，他让他的心呢其实是很谨慎的。
So every morning when he pray, he look out to God, and he in his heart he's very watchful.
他绝对不敢在神面前成为一个狂傲作恶的人。
He dare not to be a very bad people in front of the Lord.
所以他。很谨慎他自己的心思意念。
So he really mind his thought.
因为他知道他的仇敌呢，仇敌的表现跟他是不一样的。
Because he know his enemy is different.
那所以这个在这一篇里面看到说，他说要常常警醒，他每天早上都警醒。
So here says that every morning we all need to look up.
那这个警醒对我们来说是一个很重要的动作。
The action look out is very important.
我们现在来看一节圣经，马太福音26章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
主耶二十六章。
Chapter 24.
26 啊。马太福音26章。
Chapter 26.
看41节。
Verse 41.
马太26章41节。
Chapter 26, verse 41.
这是主耶稣对他的门徒提出的警告。
This is a warning. Jesus warned the disciples.
他说：“总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
这个就是为什么每天早上都很警醒的原因。
This is the reason why we need to be watchful every morning.
因为如果我们没有警醒祷告，我们可能就入迷惑。
Because if we are not watchful, we may be deceived.
那入迷惑呢？另外，其实另外一个意思就是进入试探里面。
In another word about being deceived is a go into the temptation.
那这个试探其实也有一个意思，就是神会考验人。
Sometimes temptation means that God will test people.
试探跟试验事实上是同一个字，但是有不同的意思。
Actually, the test and also another word in Chinese version test, they are the same meaning.
那所以主耶稣说要门徒警醒祷告，因为有时候心灵愿意，但是心灵愿意，但是肉体会软弱。
So, the Lord wants the disciples to be watchful in prayer. Sometimes the spirit is well, but the body is weak.
那我们现在要来看看主耶稣所提出的这个要警醒，免得入迷惑，是到底在讲怎么样的迷惑
？And right now, like look at what kind of decision Jesus mentioned about.
我们现在来看马太福音第二十四章。
Now turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Chapter 24.
我们现在看第一节。
Verse 1.
这是主耶稣他出了圣殿，他说正走的时候，门徒进前来把殿宇指给他看。
Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings.
那这个动作就是，哇，这个殿宇其实是表示说很堂皇，就是很荣耀的一座圣殿。
It means the building is very grand.
那这个马太福音二十四章呢，他在讲这样的时候，其实并没有描述出这个门徒指给主耶稣看的这个圣殿是他讲什么话。
In the Bible, doesn't really clearly say what kind of word the disciples say.
在马可十三章的第一节呢，他就有写了。
But in Mark chapter 13,
马可十三章的第一节
，verse one，
这个门徒对主耶稣说的是说，哎呀，夫子，你请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿宇。
As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings!"
那表示说哦，这个圣殿啊，非常让他觉得非常的满意，就是这个建筑物本身哦，就是。一个很荣耀的象征。
So it seems the temple is a very glory.
那结果，这个动作是主耶稣已经走出去了，然后说从远处望回来，看到这个圣殿的时候，门徒是这样介绍的嘛
？So it seems that they already were far away from the temple and they look back to the temple and they see the glory of the temple.
接下来主耶稣对这个门徒说：“你看这个大殿宇哈，将来哈没有一块石头会放在这个石头上的。”
However, Jesus said, "Do you see all these great buildings? Not one stone here will be left on another."
啊，全部都会被拆毁了。
Everyone will be thrown down.
那表示说，将来会有个大毁灭来到。
So it means in the future there will be a great disaster.
马太福音二十四章跟马可十三章基本上，它所记载的内容都很相似的。
The content in Matthew chapter 24 and Mark chapter 13 is very similar.
那我们现在要根据马太二十四章来看一看一个问题。
And that's the thing about a question in Mark chapter 24.
那主耶稣对这个门徒讲这句话，其实他说这个圣殿的石头将来会被拆掉，等于给他泼了一盆冷水上去啊。
It seems that Jesus just cooled down the disciples' emotion about in the future they will no one stone stay in the building.
让他知道说，其实这些物质的东西有一天都会消灭的。
He referred that in the future all the material will fall away.
那其实，在不久将来，这个圣殿真的就被拆了，被烧了。
And truly, in the later on, the building was destroyed.
但其实主耶稣所讲的，其实有更深的含义的。
But actually, there's a deeper meaning inside.
主耶稣讲的是世界末了的时候发生的事情。
What Jesus would like to say is what will happen in the future.
那这个是在二十四章马太二十四章的第三节，那记载说门徒就跑来问主耶稣说：“请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
So in verse three says.The disciple asked Jesus, "Tell us," they say, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?"
然后主耶稣就回答说：“你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。”
And Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you."
门徒问的问题是说：“你降临跟世界末了有什么预兆？”
The question the disciple asked them is, "What will be the sign and of your coming?"
那主耶稣是说要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
But Jesus instead answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you."
那表示主耶稣所说的预兆跟这个迷惑有关系。
That means that the sign will relate to the deception.
世界越接近末了的时候，这个迷惑会越来越大。
The day approaching to the end day will have a more deception.
这是为什么主耶稣说要谨慎。
That's how Jesus tells us we need to.Be watchful.
那今天我们一定可以很肯定的说，现今的日子比在使徒那个时代更接近世界的末了了。
And so right now, the day for the end time is closer than the day back in the disciples' time.
那现在我们如果看我们自己啊，我们每个人怎么看这个世界？我们怎么看我们的教会
？So how do we see our church today?
我们现在真耶稣教会。现在的真耶稣教会跟五十年前就不太一样了。
The church right now is very different with the church we have in 50 years ago.
不一样的是在外表的这个建筑上面。
Not only in the our building.
我们现在的会堂基本上每个地方都很漂亮了。
Basically, our church building is very beautiful.
我们现在有些地方，我们的教会、我们的会堂本身成为当地的地标了。
Sometimes even it's become a very remarkable thing during our environment.
那有很多我们的信徒觉得说，哇，你看我们现在会堂盖得很漂亮啊。
And so even some of our members they would say, "Wow, our church is very beautiful."
有时候人家还会在路边还会特别停车下来照个相这样。
And some people would sightsee here and take a picture.
那这个跟五十年前绝对是在真耶稣教会绝对不会发生的事。
And this is hardly happened in better than 50 years ago.
以前的真耶稣教会基本上建筑都很简单，因为也没什么财力，所以呢，建筑物没有不会人家说停下来照相，除非自己的信徒。
Since in the old day, the true Jewish church doesn't really have a lot of finance, so it doesn't happen that the people want to take picture.
现在很多人停下来不是信徒，他们是真的看到这个建筑很漂亮，特别下来照相的。
Right now, it's not our church member. They would like take picture.
我们会不会觉得说，哎，这个是很荣耀的事呢？何等的会堂啊
！So we are kind of feel is what a glory the church is.
但是要记得主耶稣所说的这句话，他说将来没有一块石头会放在石头上。
But however, think about Jesus say in the future there will be no one stone stand on the building.
真的，在末后的日子，一个会有大灾难临到的。
In the end day, there will be a great disaster.
那所以其实主耶稣他接下去在马太福音二十四章就跟门徒讲了为什么要谨慎，为什么会有迷惑的事出现。
So later on in chapter 24, Jesus told the disciples why there will be a decision in the future.
所以在末日临近的时候，一个现象就是迷惑会越来越深。
So when the end day get closer, and then the decision will also be more obvious.
所以你看马太福音二十四章的第五节。第五节。
Verse 5.
他说：“将来会有人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑很多人。”
Watch out that no one deceives you, and because someone will say, "I'm the Christ."
好，看第十一节。
Let's see verse 11.
他说：“有好些假先知起来，要迷惑多人。”
And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.
二十四节。
24.
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹大奇事，倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。
For false Christ and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect.
为什么要谨慎？
Why do we need to watch for?
一再的迷惑出现了。
Because the deception appear.
那这个假基督假先知出现的迷惑一定是个事实，因为主耶稣已经这样讲了。
Will be a fact that the false prophet and false Christ will come.
而且会越来越深，会来越深的迷惑。
And the decision will be more severe.
甚至会导致这个选民都会觉得很奇怪，为什么这样
Even the elect will quite wonder about it.
那迷惑最高点就是第十五节。
And the most deceitful thing that shows in verse 15.
就是那个行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
The abomination that causes desolation stand in the holy place.
那其实这个就是大灾难了。
This is a great disaster.
那这个灾难不只是在世界上，也包括在教会里面。
It's not only in this world, also in the church.
所以主耶稣他跟使徒就一再重复的强调这个现象，就是在末日的时候会有一些迷惑人的事出现，特别是从人来的，说我是基督，我是先知。
So this is again and again Jesus emphasized that in the end time there will be some false prophet and false Christ that say he is the Christ.
那主耶稣所强调这个迷惑，通常都是从人来的迷惑。
And the deception reminded by Jesus actually from man.
因为会有人冒基督的名来，而且会说他是先知。
Because some people they would say they are a Christ, and then they say they are prophet.
你看那个第二十四节那里说，他说、哦、如果能够行大神迹大奇事啊，连显明也就迷惑，连显明就是有圣灵同在的人都搞不清楚了。
So in verse 24 says, because the great signs and miracles happen, so even the elect they are confused.
所以就是因为。迷惑就是因为不容易分辨，才要特别谨慎呢。
Because it's not easy to discern, so that's how we need to be watchful.
也就是说，主耶稣所说要警醒。
That's what Jesus said. We need to look up.
那这个迷惑，当然，这个迷惑要出现，真的要有一个大环境来塑造它。
To form a deception usually come from an environment.
那这也是主耶稣要我们去观察的。
This is what Jesus wanted us to.
所以，当我们发现说这个迷惑的事情渐渐的多起来，而且是在教会的选民当中的时候，表示主耶稣来的日子已经近了。
So when we observe that more decision in the church, also in the world, then we know the second coming of the Lord is near.
马太福音二十四章里面讲这个世界末了会有的预兆。
And in Matthew 24, say that this is a sign for the end time.
主耶稣告诉门徒说要警醒。
And Jesus tell the disciples we need to be watchful.
看四十二节。
Let's see verse 42.
四十二节说你们，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到了。
Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
就是说知道近了，但是不知道哪一天，所以你要很小心呢、啊。
Because we don't know which day will come, so we need to be careful.
那要警醒之后，也不是只是说啊、哦，这边等他，还要预备啊，啊怎么预备？
It's not only we keep watch, you also need to prepare.
我们看第四十四节。
Let's see verse 44.
他说：“所以你们要预备，因为你们在想不到的时候，人子就来了。”
So you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
预备什么
？What do we prepare?
四十五节。
45.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人呢？
Who then is the faithful and the wise servant?
这个所谓忠心有见识的仆人，就是他会为主人管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们。
And the faithful and the wise servant is the one who in charge of the Lord's household and give them for their food at a proper time.
那如果他这样做，这个忠心有见识的仆人这样做的时候呢，他说主人来了，看见他这样行，那个仆人就有福了。
So blessed will be the faithful and the wise servant who do so.
所以这个外界的大环境在出现的时候，其实就是我们本身要小心警醒的，要预备的。
So when we believe in God and then we see the environment things like this, then we need to be careful.
我们每一个人都是神的仆人，不是吗？
Everyone is not every one of us the servant of God.
所以我们每一个人都要成为忠心有见识的仆人。
So we should be the faithful and the wise servants.
而且要能够在神的家里面尽我们当仆人的角色。
And also need to do our best in the household of God.
那用这样的情形来迎接我们的主人来到。
So that we can prepare at the day when the Lord comes.
那当主人来的时候，我们就得福气了。
So when the Master comes, then we will receive the blessing.
那这个 当主耶稣再来的时候，这个大环境是怎么样一个情况呢？
And then what would that be at a time when the Lord come?
这个大环境就是充满动乱的，充满灾难的，是充满逼迫的。
It will be unrest and will be disaster and also will be the persecution.
所以马太福音24章，你看主耶稣在回答门徒的请求的时候，他说什么异兆？就是会有动乱，国攻打国，民攻打民。
So in Matthew chapter 24, it says, what kind of sign would that be? Then Jesus said, nation will against nation.
然后会有大灾难。第21节说，那时候必有大灾难。
And verse 21 says that would be a great disaster.
会有逼迫，人家会逼迫你们，为耶稣的名逼迫你们。
And there will be persecution, and people will persecute you.
就第九节说的。
And that says in verse 9.
为我的名，你们会被万民恨恶。
For my name, you will be hated by all nations.
然后在这个大环境里面呢，越来越多不法的事情，所以人的爱心就渐渐冷淡失落了。
And because a lot of unlawful things happen, and then people's love get cold.
所以第十二节说，不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷了。
So in verse 12 say, because of the increase of weakness, the love of most will grow cold.
所以这个主耶稣再来的这个世界大环境上，基本上人是没有爱心的了。
So we can see the environment when the Lord come, and there's no love in this environment.
那这个时候，如果有人来出现的时候，他是很有爱心的人呢，就会很突出了。
And when someone appears, be very lovely, and that would be very outstanding.
这是为什么说冒名的基督？有人说冒着基督的名来说我是基督的时候，他一定要高举一个旗子，就是他是有爱心的。
And then when someone who declare he is the Christ, and he must perform, he is very loving.
我们知道主耶稣基督是充满怜悯慈爱的吧？
We know that Jesus Christ is full of loving.
这个人如果来说他是基督，但是他没有爱心，没有人会相信的。
When someone say he's a Christ, but he have no love, then nobody would believe it.
所以在这种爱心冷淡的世代里面，如果一个人是很有爱心的，大家就会很喜爱他的。
So in a cold generation, and then when someone appear very loving, and then anybody will believe him.
然后如果这个人又可以行大神迹、大奇事，哇，那个影响力就更不得了了。
Or even the person can even perform the great miracles, then anybody will really believe.
因为我们通常很自然的就看到这个神迹奇事，就是因为证明有神的同在嘛。所以这个人如果不是神同在，怎么可能行这种神迹呢？
So because this person can perform the miracle, that means the great abide with him.
但是就是因为这样子，所以这个迷惑才会真的很大，所以连选民都会搞不清楚。
So just like this, then anybody confused and then deceived, even the elect.
那这个就是最危险的时候。
And this is the most dangerous.
那最后，这个冒名的基督假先知可能就站在神的圣殿里了。
So the false prophet and the Christ standing on the holy place.
教会可能就有撒旦的座位，所以那个启示录第二章里面讲那个别加摩教会，他们教会里面有撒旦的座位。
So that the church will have a seat for Satan, as mentioned in Revelation, Gabriel Church.
所以，你看这个时候，这个迷惑出现的时候啊，我们一定会觉得很奇怪。神啊，你怎么不是？你不是什么都知道吗？你为什么让这种事情发生在你的教会里呢？
So sometimes we may think, why God let allow this to happen? Does He not watch for our church?
你知道，我们人一般如果碰到问题的时候，第一个都会想到神，说神啊，你怎么？没有处理，怎么没有保守？
When we encounter some situation, we blame to God that He doesn't protect.
但是面对末日的时候，主耶稣已经先讲明了。
However, Jesus already reminded us what thing will happen at end time.
我们看24章。
Let's see chapter 24.
24章，我们看25节。
Verse 25.
24章25节。
Chapter 24, verse 25.
然后看呢、啊，我预先告诉你们了。
And see, I already told you.
我已经先跟你们讲好了哦。
And then I already told you ahead of time.
26节说。
Verse 26.
如果有人说，看呢、啊，基督在旷野，你们不要出去。
If anyone tells you there he is out in the desert.
啊，如果有人说看啊，基督在内屋中，你不要信。
And do not go out. Oh, here he is in the inner room. Do not believe it.
主耶稣已经先警告说，我先告诉你们啊，你们不要出去，不要听哦，啊，不要信哦。
Jesus said, I have told you ahead of time. I don't go out and don't believe it.
那所以现在看起来，为什么神会让这个在末日的时候这个迷惑那么大，大到连选民都会搞不清楚呢？为什么？
So here and why the deception is so great, even the elite is deceived.
神知道，神是慈爱，神知道所有的事情吗
？God is the one He knows everything.
表示神这个作为一定有用意。
So that means it must be purpose for God to do this.
这个用意就是要去试验我们每一个人。
And is He won't test us.
看看我们每一个人是不是真正的尽心尽性在爱主我们的神，在跟从主，还是在跟从人？
So he wants to see us whether we serve the Lord with our heart and our thoughts, or we serve him actually for man.
我们看《生命记》十三章。
Let's see Deuteronomy chapter 13.
生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 13.
看第一节。
Verse 1.
生命记十三章第一节，这里是说，如果有假，如果有先知或做梦的起来呀、啊，来显神迹奇事。
First one, if a prophet or one who foretells by dream appear among you and announce to you a mercurial sign or wonder.
然后呢，他第二节就跟你们说，来，我们去侍奉你素来所不认识的神。
And then verse 2, he says, let us follow other gods.
他所显的神迹奇事虽然有应验哦，但是要小心。
Even the thing he performed, he would fulfill what you request, but we need to be careful.
第三节说不可以听那先知或做梦人的话。
Verse 3, you must not listen to the word of that prophet or dreamer.
因为呢，这是神主你们的神试验你们哦，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱主你们的神，不是。
So, because the Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love Him with all your heart and with all your soul.
神的试验就是要看看人是否愿意顺从主，顺从神。
The test of God is to see whether the man would like to submit to God or submit to man.
第四节说，要顺从主，要敬畏他，要谨守他的诫命，要听从他的话，要侍奉他，专靠他。
In verse four, it says, must follow him, and you must be revered, keep his command and obey him, serve him and hold fast to him.
你看在这第四节里面呢，他讲了很多动词嘛，哈。
There are a lot of verbs in verse four.
要顺从，要敬畏。
And to follow and to revere.
要谨守，要听从。
Keep his command and obey.
要侍奉他，要专靠他。
Serve him and hold fast to him.
那这个就是神让这些大神迹大奇事可以产生的原因，就是要试试看人到底是会看到人这样做，然后就跟从人呢，还是真的跟从神，永远不改变。
So here says the reason why God tests us. He wants to see whether the man will obey him or obey the man.
所以你看，神在末世让这个迷惑出现呢。就是要去筛选那一些真的跟从主的人呢。
So the reason why the decision appear in end time because God want to elect the people.
我们今天如果没有谨慎呢，我们可能就被筛掉了。
If we are not be careful, we might not be one of the elect.
这是主耶稣说要谨慎的原因。
This is the reason why the Lord Jesus tells us we need to be watchful.
那这个迷惑都是从人来的吗？
The decision most time is from man.
因为他是有人冒名说我是基督，我是先知啊。
Because a lot of time people would say, I am the Christ and the prophet.
那这些迷惑，这些人会出现来讲一些道理。他说这到底是真正的力量是从哪里来的？他行神迹从哪里来的？
So, these people they say some teaching, and then what kind what's the resource of power they have it?
我们知道这个世界啊，真正迷惑人的是魔鬼啊。
We know the true deceiver is the devil.
魔鬼他就是迷惑普天下人的。
He is the one deceive all nations.
我们看启示录第二十章。
Now turn Revelation chapter 2.
20章。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章，现在看第三节。
Verse 3.
启示录二十章三节，这一段一节到三节，这个是在讲这个古蛇魔鬼撒旦，他被捆绑一千年，然后被关在无底坑里，使他不可以迷惑列国。
In chapter 20, verse 1 to 3, it says there's a serpent. He was stored into the abyss, and then it was 1,000 years.
那这个魔鬼被限制住，就是他就没有办法去迷惑人嘛。
And then this means that the Satan was limited by God, so he cannot deceive people.
然后等到他被释放以后。
So after he released,
然后呢，我就开始迷惑就来了。
And then he will start to deceive.
所以你看第七节。
So let's see verse 7.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放。第八节。
Verse 7.
他就出来迷惑地上四方的列国。所以一千年之后，这个撒旦被释放，迷惑就大量的出现了。
So after 1,000 years, and then the deception will appear.
按照我们对启示录的了解。现在我们这个时候应该就是撒旦被关注的时候，被限制他的能力的时候。
According to the understanding we have for Revelation, right now it should be the time of the deception.
也就是说，现在就是在神所说的这个千年王国的平安时代里。
And that means this is the peaceful reign of the 1,000 years.
但是这个时间有一天会过去的。
However, that year will pass.
那这个时代过了去之后，就是大迷惑出现，因为撒旦被释放，迷惑就开始很大量的出现了。
And then after that, that day comes, and then the decision will appear.
那在这个时候，在这种情况下呢，当然这个撒旦他可以在很多人心里工作了。
And then and the devil will work in the people's hearts.
那也在这个时候，这个假先知、假基督才会真的大量的到冲击教会。
So at that time, the false prophet and the false Christ will in number come to the church.
但是我们一定要谨慎。
So we need to be watchful.
所以假基督、假先知这些会带来迷惑是从哪里来？第一个从外面来的。
So where the decision come from the devil? First, they from the outside.
我们看《使徒行传》第二十章。
Let's turn at
《使徒行传》二十章。
Chapter 20.
看第二十八节。
Verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
At chapter 20, verse 28.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。二十九节。
29.
我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群。这段圣经呢？是保罗对以弗所的众长老所说的话。
This word is Paul say to the elders.
他说你们要为自己谨慎，跟为全群谨慎啊。
He says keep watch over yourself and all the flock.
要牧养神的教会哦。
You need to oversee the church.
他说我去了以后，会有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，就是进入教会里面。
Because after Paul left, and there will be savage wolves come in the church.
那这个凶暴的豺狼当然是从外面进来了。
Of course, the savage wolves come from outside.
那凶暴的豺狼如果一进来，你如果看到豺狼进来，跑都跑来不及了，怎么还会被他骗？还被他骗呢？
When we see the wolves, most of the time we were just scared and then run away. And how can we still let him come in?
所以凶暴的豺狼进来的时候是披着羊皮，所以看起来跟羊一样。
Because they put the flock's skin in their appearance.
看马太福音第七章。
That turned to Matthew chapter 7.
马太第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
七章十五节说：“你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。”
Okay,
那这一节圣经节在讲这个残暴的狼进来是披着羊皮的，所以你看起来是跟一般的羊都一样的啦。
Because the wolf, they come to them in sheep's clothing, so in outside you cannot see he's a wolf.
那这个残暴的狼啊，它一个特性就是它不爱惜羊群。
One of the character of the fierce wolves is they don't love the sheep.
它不爱惜羊群，表示说其实它是不爱惜教会的。
That means they don't love the church.
但是它看起来又是像羊一样，因为圣经里面所谓的羊就是神得救的选民，所以看起来都跟信徒是跟神的仆人一样的。
It seems that they look similar with all other members. They love the Lord.
那这个其实就是从外面进来，这个要很小心。
So actually, this person they are is the people from outside. We need to be careful.
那从外面进来，主耶稣在马太福音十三章在讲天国的比喻的时候，他用稗子来说明。
And then this kind of people, Jesus also refer in the parable of wheat.
我们看马太十三章。
Let's see in Matthew chapter 13.
马太十三章二十四节。
Chapter 13, verse 24.
马太十三章二十四节，这是主耶稣对用比喻对他们说：“天国好像人撒好种在田里。”
The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seeds in his field.
二十五节是说，等到人睡觉的时候，仇敌来啊，将稗子撒在麦子里面，就走了。
25. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed seed wheat among the wheat.
来，我们现在看第三十八节。
Let's see verse 28.
田地就是世界，好种就是天国之子，麦稗子就是恶者之子。三十九节。
Verse 39.
撒稗子的仇敌就是魔鬼，收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使。四十节。
40.
将稗子掏出来用火焚烧，世界的末了也是要如此。四十一节。
41.
人子要差遣使者，把一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的，把从他的国里挑出来。这段圣经呢，主耶稣在讲这个稗子的时候啊，就讲得很清楚，撒稗子的是魔鬼。
So here says the one spread the wheat is the devil.
这是从外面撒进来的哦，是魔鬼放进来的。
He is the one from outside and he sowed the wheat.
麦子它在成长的过程当中，你看起来就是跟麦子一样的，分不出来啊。
During the planting and then it seems the wheat is the same with the wheat.
要一直到土穗的时候才看出。
Until the head come out, then you can discern.
那土穗的时候，就是结出果子的时候，就不一样了。
So, when he come the head out, then that means they have fruit.
所以马太福音第七章主耶稣会讲说，这个豺狼披着羊皮，你怎么看？你怎么认他呢
？So in Matthew, says, how to discern for the people who from outside.
这个。要从他的果子，就是他生活里面去看。
From their fruit.
所以主耶稣才说，要凭他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。
And Jesus say we can recognize them from their fruit.
所以他们是不是一个遵行天父旨意的人
？Whether they are the one obey God's will.
还是只是口里说主啊主啊，而且哇，又传福音，又行神迹，又做很多看起来很辉煌的事情。
Or they are the one who call Lord, Lord, and then also perform a lot of the miracles.
最后主耶稣说：“你们做人，我不认识你们。”
And then, but eventually they, Jesus say to them, the wicked person, go out, I don't know you.
所以你看，这个所谓遵循天父旨意的是那个爱惜羊群的了。
The true
遵循天父旨意的人。
The one who really obey God's will, actually they love the sheep.
是那个爱惜羊群，就是会爱教会的。
They love church.
会真的体贴神的意思的人。
They will truly understand God's will.
会知道什么事情是对信徒有帮助的。
They will truly strive to see what's the benefit for God's church.
但是如果是豺狼呢？
About the wolf.
就像是稗子一样的。
It's like a wheat.
它是什么？
What are they?
他说他是作恶的。
Jesus say they are the wicked man.
他是让人跌倒的。
They cause people to fall.
那一看就知道了，在这个时候情况下就可以看出来。
And so actually at that time it's very easy to recognize.
所以我们要用主耶稣所讲的这一些原则去判断这个到底是披着羊皮的豺狼还是真正的好牧人呢？
So by this Jesus teaching, we can recognize who is the true shepherd of God and or who is the one who just in sheep's clothing.
那这种情况在保罗所讲的，在使徒行传二十章，这个是从外面进来的，另外还有一个是从里面自己出现的。
And Jesus say, here there are people from outside, and also there are people from within the church.
我们再看回来使徒行传第二十章。
Let's turn to eight, chapter 20.
二十章看第三十节。使徒行传二十章三十节。
Chapter 20, verse 30.
三十节说，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
Even from your own number of men will arise and destroy the truth in order to draw away disciples after them.
所以第二种的迷惑，这个假先知、假基督是从教会里面自己出现的。
So the second type of the false prophets actually are from within the church.
在你们中间，就是在那个监督里面、长老里面的。
They are among the elders.
然后呢，他说你们有人会起来说悖谬的话，就是不顺服的话。
And then some people they would say some rebellious word.
是不服真理的话。
And the words don't want to obey the truth.
最后是引诱门徒跟从他们。
And then eventually they draw away disciples after them.
所以悖谬的话，这个不合真理的话，最后结果就是会有一群人跟随，但是最后不是跟从主耶稣，是跟从这个人的。
The word cause people the word a rebellious word they will eventually cause people to fall away or to draw away from the Lord.
这个就是很危险的地方了。
And this is a very dangerous thing.
特别是在如果他是看起来是非常有爱心的人。
Especially with someone who seems very loving.
在这个爱心冷淡的世代里面，如果表现出爱心呢，对人又很温良柔顺呢。这个很多时候人一定会搞不清楚了。
And then in the cold generation, if somebody appear to be loving, and then that's it seems they appear as very tender, and then it's we need to be careful.
照保罗所说的，这个叫做撒旦装扮成光明的天使。
So this is what Paul say is Satan who appear as a lightly angel.
最后就变成撒旦的差役啊。
And eventually, unfortunately, become the messenger of the devil.
这本来是应该是神的仆人，最后变成撒旦的差役。
They are supposed to be the servant of God, but eventually come out to be the servant of the devil.
那这个转变其实是从人自己本身来的。
But actually, it's transformed by man themselves.
为什么？
Why is that?
保罗所讲的就是因为说悖谬的话。
Because they say some rebellious word.
这个叫做不服真理。
That means they don't obey the truth.
最后也会成为不服这个教会。
Eventually they won't obey the church.
你看今天就教会啊，从一开始出现神设立教会之后，到现在为止哦，有多少人他所讲的信息，如果离开教会的，最后都是。那些人都是跟从这个人去的，不是在跟从主耶稣了。
So we see through the history in our church, when someone fall away from the church, that's caused by one person because of anybody just follow the person instead for God.
所以在这种情况下，我们要很谨慎呢。
So we need to be careful.
要怎么谨慎
？How should we be careful?
因为这个是一个迷惑事实会存在，但是我们要谨慎，一定要有方法，我们一定要知道用什么角度去看它，去分辨它的。
Then we need to find a way out, and then to use a very different kind of aspect to see how to do it.
我们来谈几个原则。
Let's talk about some principles.
看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John.
第一个原则。
First principle.
约翰福音十章第一节。
John chapter 10 verse 1.
这里说主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人进羊圈不是从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，就是强盗。
I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climb in some other way, is a thief and a robber.
第七节主耶稣说，我就是羊的门。
Verse 7 says, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep.
第九节
verse 9,
我就是门。
I am the gate.
然后第十节
Verse 10.
盗贼来无非是要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了要叫羊得生命，并且得了更丰盛。
The thief come only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
要分别到底是不是神的牧人，是真正的仆人，还是那个披着羊皮的豺狼，要看他是不是从神这个主耶稣这个门进入的了。
To discern whether the people is the servant of the Lord or he is the one just in the sheep's clothing, then we can see whether he's from the gate.
主耶稣是门，表示说主耶稣所教导，他所说的话，他的所有的一切是判断的标准。
The standard to discern that is just by whether this person follows the word of God.
所以假先知、假基督的教导，不管他有多像，最后跟主耶稣的教导一定有差别。
No matter how similar the false prophet, false Christ is the same with the true member, eventually we can see from the teaching.
你看主耶稣的工作是喂养舍命，他说他是好牧人，好牧人是喂养舍命的。
Jesus said he's a good shepherd. A good shepherd will shed their life for the sheep.
他要让羊得更丰盛的生命。
Because they want the sheep to have a more abundant life.
所以主耶稣很在意每一个人的得救。
So Jesus really cares about everybody's salvation.
但是反过来，这个假基督的就不一样了。
But it's not the case for the false prophet.
他所注重的就不是人是不是能够得救的问题了。
They don't really care about people's salvation.
所以他不爱惜羊群，就是不爱惜这个羊群到底能不能得到丰盛的生命。
So they don't really care about whether the sheep can receive the salvation.
那时候有时候这个外表的行为，有时候也会人也会被蒙骗的。
Sometimes people will be deceived by the outwardly action.
我们其实应该很注意的是，这个教导人的教导的内容到底在讲什么。
What we need really pay attention is the teaching from a people.
因为有时候人是会伪装的啦。
Because sometimes the people we can act.
今天在这个时代，这个爱心冷淡的时代，如果一直强调爱心哦，对人很好，有时候人就不会去注意他是讲的信息是讲什么。
If we only focus on the loving deeds of people they perform, but we don't see whether their teaching is right.
今天有些人在强调说，主耶稣的福音呢，就是爱神就好了。
Some people say, It's okay. We just love God.
这么慈爱的神怎么会创造一个地狱来刑罚人呢？
How come the loving God will create a hell for people to punish?
有人在讲台里面就这样讲。
And some people even say that in the pulpit.
说没有地狱的事。
They say there's no such thing about hell.
其实这个就真的是一种迷惑。
But actually, this is just a kind of.
有些人真的相信了。
Some people they believe.
他们说神那么爱，对啊，想想也对啊，怎么会有地狱？
They think about it and then they agree. Yes, they should not have hell.
其实这个就是迷惑。
And then actually that's a deception.
他这个道理本身其实不是从羊入门的。
The teaching is not from the gate.
不是从羊的门入门，不是从主耶稣入门的。
It's not enter. They are not from the gates of the God.
这是从人的逻辑想的。
It's from the psychological man.
所以我们要知道主耶稣的福音啊，主耶稣的恩典，就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
We know the grace of God actually is salvation.
从罪救出来，才能够进入神的国度。
The salvation to redeem people from sin, so people can inherit
the
eternal life.
最后才有办法进入神的国，才是永远的，这个叫天国里面的救恩呢。
So eventually they would receive the eternal life to enter the kingdom of heaven.
不愿意被救的，在罪里面的，就是永远的刑罚。
If someone they don't want to be saved, then they will enter the eternal punishment.
所以我们要判断，一定要从主耶稣基督的救恩，他的道理去看他。
So when we discern, we must from the teaching and the salvation of the Lord.
不能够只是依照他所行的来判断这个人是真还假的。
We shouldn't only look at the aspect of the people's deeds.
主耶稣说：“我就是羊的门。”
Jesus said, "I'm the gate."
从我进入的必然得救。
Who come from me, will have salvation.
所以这个是第一个原则，要辨别清楚所讲的信息是不是跟主耶稣的福音一致的。
So this is the thing we need to discern whether the people preach is in accordance with God's gospel.
第二个原则就是要坚持真理。
And the second principle is to face on for the truth.
使徒所教导的真理是主耶稣降圣灵之后直接的启示。
The truth of God is revealed to the disciples.
当时候主耶稣他升天以后，他就把这个工作交给使徒去执行了，这个传福音的工作。
When Jesus ascending to the heaven, he entrusted the work to the disciples.
圣灵降临之后，这个门徒他们呢，就好像心窍开了以后，他们就很容易的明白主耶稣所讲的话里面到底要怎么去执行救恩，他们就很明白，所以他们开始执行洗礼。
So after receiving the Holy Spirit, the disciples they truly know how to educate, how to perform the holy work.
所以这个教会就开始建立，然后就开始很快速的成长。
So the church grew very fast.
但是同时，这个异端也开始来扭曲真理了。
However, at the same time, the heresy also twists the truth.
当时候在使徒那个时候啊，就一个。一种异端就是要守律法，就是要接受割礼才能得救。
At that time, one of the heresy is a circumcision.
当时候基督徒的基本教义就是什么？信耶稣才有办法被称义的。
At that time, the true teaching of the disciple is they receive righteousness through faith.
人绝对不能够靠行律法被称义。
People cannot be called righteousness by adding the law.
所以当时候他们是坚持真理，这个基督的救恩是白白得来的。
So they truly insist that through faith they be called righteous.
但是有一群人呢，就开始不同意，就开始传说不对哦，这个受割礼很重要。
However, other people they say this should be not right. They should have a circumcision.
我们看使徒行传十五章。
Now turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
这里说有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说：“你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。”
Some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
表示他们说受割礼是得救的必备条件，一定要。那这个想法对教会造成一个很大的纷争呢。
So it seems for them the prerequisite to be saved is to have a circumcision.
他们当时候甚至挑战这个使徒的教导了。
And this caused a lot of dispute in the church. They even refused to accept the disciples' teaching.
你看第二节。
Let's see verse 2.
保罗跟巴拿巴跟他们大大的纷争辩论啊。
This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them.
表示这些人是有备而来的。
So it seems that these people, they are prepared.
他们敢跟巴拿巴、保罗辩论啊。
They dare to debate with Barnabas and Paul.
当时候他们这些人其实同意犹太人的看法。
So that means actually these people they agree the conception of the Jews.
他们对他们自己这种讲法也很有信心呢。
They also be very confident about this saying.
也有一些人真的听从他们的。
And also a lot of people they listen to them.
你看第五节。
Verse 5.
等到使徒他们到耶路撒冷去以后，他说：“我有几个信徒。”是法利赛教门的人起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。很肯定的说，一定要的。
Yes, then some of the believers who belong to the party of the Pharisees stood up and say the Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses.
这个法利赛教门的是都很懂摩西律法的人，不是吗
？Doesn't these people from Pharisees know very well about the law?
他们是信徒哦。
They are the members.
所以他们当时候其实。同意犹太人的看法，割礼很重要。当他认为割礼很重要的时候，就已经否决了主耶稣基督的救恩了。
They agree that circumcision is a requirement to salvation. That means that they agree to the Jews.
然后呢，他们就开始跟使徒们辩论了。
And then they start to have a debate with the disciples.
你看第七节说，辩论已经多了。
And it says there's a lot of diffusion.
这些人是。看法很坚持，就是很坚持他们的看法的。
They insist what they think.
那最后呢？当然，最后教会有一个共同的决定，就是说不需要。
And eventually it come out a decision, it's no need to have a circumcision.
我们看第二十四节。
Now turn to verse 24.
第二十四节。
24.
我们听说有几个人从我们这里出去，用言语搅扰你们，祸乱你们的心，其实我们并没有吩咐他们。这节已经说明了，其实这些人他们自己的看法并不是普遍性的共性之道。
In this verse tells us that actually these people's thinking is not the common faith.
所以他们当时候 的对信仰的看法跟教会的普遍认知是不同的。
So the way how they think about the faith actually is different with the church.
结果就搅乱了信徒，也让信徒很迷惑。
And this trouble, this causes some confusion among the members.
在这个时候，你看使徒跟圣灵定义，就把这个真理的问题很清楚的把它界定，所以才下一个结论，说以后不需要再守这些摩西的律法，不需要守割礼了。
So here's that's how the apostles they decide to conclude all the decision and not to obey, really need to.Observe the law of Moses.
所以接下来教会他们当然就开始接受了这个使徒的这个信说明以后，大家共同遵守圣经，特别说教会就开始成长起来了。
So in the Bible says that after send out the letter and anybody obey the what the letter say and then the church grow.
但是其实后来历史证实了哈，后面在保罗写加太书的时候。还是有一群人不服真理，继续在讲要受割礼。
And then, but when we see in the book of Gentiles,
Galatians,
and then it seems that some people still insist about their thoughts.
所以有些人哦，就才会搞混，所以保罗才会很惊讶，说：“哎，你们怎么这么快就去信从别的福音去了？”
So that's how Paul say he is very surprised that they convert to other teaching so fast.
所以要谨慎，就是我们一定要持守圣经里面所讲的这个圣经的基本教义。
So, how do we insist the truth is to obey the teaching of Bible?
真正属真理的，一定会顺服教会，一定会持守真理，持守教义。
So those who really want to obey God's will, they will truly obey the teaching of the church.
第三个原则。
The third principle.
我们要谨慎。
What do we need to be watchful?
使徒行传二十章的二十八节。
Acts chapter 28.
他这里说要谨慎，为自己谨慎，跟为全群谨慎。
It says to be watchful for themselves and for the flock.
我去以后会有人进来。
After I come, some other people will come in.
好了，那现在就是看进来这个动作，说要把关，要不可以让那个这样的人进来嘛？要把关呢。
So it tells us we need to safeguard for the church.
那这个把关是怎样把的
？And how do we safeguard?
看约翰二书。
Let's see, Second John.
约翰二书第七节。
Second John, 7.
约翰二书七节。
Verse 7.
因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人的敌基督的。第八节。
Verse 8.
你们要小心，不要失去你们所做的功，乃要得着满足的赏赐。九节。
Verse 9.
凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神；常守这教训的，就有父又有子。十节。
10.
若有人到你们这里到你们那里，不是传这教训。不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安。十一节，因为问他安的，就在他的恶行上有份。这里，约翰他说了一个原则，就是不要为了真理的缘故，为真理把关，不要接待传异端迷惑人的。
So here's the third principle, to safeguard the truth is don't greet anyone who not obey the truth into the house.
这就是保罗所说的，要为自己跟为全群谨慎。
This is what Paul say to be watchful for themselves and for the flock.
因为以前那个传异端的人，传福音的人是到处去，那去的一个地方谁接待？就是那个做监督长老的接待。
Because at that time, whenever the false prophets they go, and they will be some people greet them.
那最其实最困难的就是有时候如果人认识啊，这个感情的因素很难克服。
Sometimes the hard part is the emotional part because the people they agree to each other and then.
你看，如果是里面自己的人呢、啊，他起来说辩谬的话，他现在到处去传福音，那我们要不要接待他？
If someone they speak some rebellious word about the truth, and should we greet them?
圣经说不要。
And、the Bible say no.
这个叫做谨慎。
This is what we say to be watchful.
这个叫做为真理把关。
This is how we say God the truth.
所以这个就是圣经里面所讲的几个原则了。
This is the principles the Bible told us.
是我们每一个人都可以做的。
And this is the thing we can do.
在这个迷惑越来越深的时代里面，我们一定要持守这几个原则。
And in the time of a decision, we need to keep on the principles.
那这样子，我们一定不会被迷惑。
So we won't be deceived.
不要认为啊，这个迷惑不是讲我。
Don't think that it must not be me to be deceived.
我绝对不会成为被迷惑的目标。
I want to be the target of be deceived.
其实这样想我会让我们不警醒。
Actually, it's not good thought about this.
所以我们愿意啊，不厌其烦的提出来，让我们大家都能够好好的装备自己。
So, we are bring out of this, and so that we can be mindful about this.
真的在真理里面建立我们的信仰。
And to build out our faith.
我们再来唱诗。
That's it.